Kelly Rossman McKinney is the one of the owners of Truscott Rossman, one of the biggest PR firms in the state, and she's on the other end of our line. Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You, in response to Mayor Bonaro's request for your resignation from the Lansing Economic Development Corporation, you decided to resign. Why?
Well, you know, when you are a member of the Economic Development Corporation Board, you're actually appointed by the mayor. And the mayor issued a news release yesterday following a meeting we had asking for my resignation. And I believe as a mayoral appointment, if appointee, if the mayor doesn't want you to serve anymore, by golly, resign. I think he could have handled it a little bit more diplomatically simply by picking up the phone and saying, hey, time for you to go, and I would have easily resigned. But the news release is the way he chose to do it, so be it.
So you didn't talk about this? You didn't know about it ahead of time?
No.
Well, how's that make you feel?
Well, you know, Tony, it's our mayor, and there are occasions in which he handles things maybe differently than you or I would, but he's the mayor. And, you know, again, if he wants me to resign, and you know, what we haven't talked about is apparently the rationale for his request. You know, as you may know, we had one aspect of the casino project, the proposed casino project, in front of us yesterday as board members. We were authorizing our portion of the comprehensive development agreement. And like everyone on the board, I had a number of questions, but also by probably late Tuesday afternoon, the day before the meeting, I realized that I had what I consider to be an historic conflict. My firm for many, many years had represented Greektown Casino and the Sault Ste. Marie tribe from about 1992 until my former partner, Roger Martin, left the firm in 2004. So I felt like, you know, both parties were potentially involved in this issue, so I had a historic conflict. In addition, I realized that the conversations my partner, John Truscott, had with one of the members of Lansing Futures, the proposed developer, were a little bit more substantive than I'd initially realized. In addition, we'd had some conversations with some folks at Greektown about representing them for their casino communication needs, not for their role in opposing the proposed developer. And so I felt that both from a historic perspective and a potential conflict down the road, I didn't want my vote to ever be construed as having been done for the wrong reason. So I felt it was appropriate to disclose the potential conflict and recuse myself from voting. And so to me, the irony is I did what I felt was the most appropriate thing to preserve the integrity of the process and to preserve my own integrity personally and professionally. And apparently that wasn't what the mayor wanted me to do.
Has there been a falling out between you and the mayor beyond this incident here?
Well, you know, I have supported the mayor in virtually every office he's ever run for, including his initial start in politics years ago as an Anne County Commissioner. I didn't support him in his race for governor, but I wasn't visibly opposed to him as well. But there are occasions when he does things that I don't think are necessarily appropriate, and I don't think he appreciates my failure to support his every move.
Do you support a casino in Lansing?
I like the concept a lot. I have a lot of questions about it, as I think anyone who's got a brain has questions. You know, you're bringing in what has great economic potential, but how much does that economic potential bleed into the rest of the community, which is always the goal? There are certainly a lot of legal hurdles, but our decision yesterday by the EDC board was simply to approve this comprehensive development agreement, which, although it was very detailed and intricate at its very core, it's it's authorizing the sale of that corner parcel that's right across from the Nut House on the northwest corner of Michigan and Cedar. It was to approve the sale of that property to the tribe. Once they closed on that property, then they would go through the appropriate channels to seek a federal approval to put that land in trust.
And Kelly Rossman McKinney is with Trescott Rossman. Kelly, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
You bet, Tony. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you this morning.